made. So.
Right. Yeah, this is where we're looking at.
It's not on there, so.
What's that?
You said it's not on there, so we wouldn't find it, right?
Well, no, but those are the guidelines that they would fall under. So that is the chapter that has the committees and commissions listed out and the process for appointment.
Find in that position. Like, see, it's pretty bad. Right.
I have a question for the city clerk. If this does pass tonight, there's going to be, if a ethics complaint comes up in the next 2 weeks, where would we fall under? Since it's not under these committees, there's no appointed, we're kind of in limbo.
Yeah, that's fair. So 2.05 says that there's a violation or a complaint of violation of 2.05. Somebody would submit a complaint to my office, and I would, because I don't have the board to review that, I would hold the complaint until we had a member established, membership established. Send it to a hearing officer, then have the board consider. We'll have a 30-day vacancy period for notices anyway, as provided in that other code provision, and accept applications and go through the process of appointment.
But there's also a time frame from when the complaint is filed to getting the answer.
Within 40, within the next meeting.
I think it's within 10 days or something.
Right.
That under the current code.
Yeah. So are we?
Are we changing that whole thing too then?
So if the council were to adopt the ordinance presented to them tonight, the new code provisions would go into place. The complaint would be submitted from my office to the hearing officer. The hearing officer would have 7 days initially to review the complaint to determine whether or not it's substantiated, then move on to the next step, which would be to ask.
Let her go ahead and finish, Laura.
Thanks.
Ask the person that was filing the complaint for more information, go back to the respondent. I believe when I calendared this out, the hearing officer could have the complaint for up to 30 days before it was going to go to the board for examination. And we're calling it a hearing officer. If the amendments are presented, they would be an examination officer as opposed to a hearing officer. But. So there would be a buffer period.
Thank you, Lori. Vice Mayor Williams.
Point of clarification, is there any part of the budget that you can do that under at this time?
No, I don't have a budget for this.
So we can't do that
at
this
time? Well, I do actually have a budget. When the council moved the money from the city attorney's department to my budget, to the council's budget, we do have legal fees, but it would probably require an additional budget modification if something came in. You're right.
So we don't have any budget to do that at this time?
We do have, I believe the council put $15,000 into the city clerk's budget for legal fees. Administration also has a legal fees budget, which if there is an appeal or a complaint against administration or administrative staff, that fee would fall under the administration's.
So we're not hiring a lawyer?
No.
So that would be a hearing officer?
I mean,
that would be a different section. Determination. I just feel like at this time, Mr. Mayor, where there's a lot more work needs to be looked into so that it's clarified through the whole situation, because there's a lot of unknowns at this time, and it scares me not having all those unknowns.
Thank you, Vice Mayor Williams. Mr. Forbes?
I was wondering if Vice Mayor Williams could clarify his unknowns, because it seems like every issue that's popped up, administration has had a well-thought-out answer for. And so if there's more that we need to discuss, I'd be happy to. It seems like this packet of amendments was well-researched by the city's contracted attorney, who kind of worked the ins and outs of this. And obviously with any code change, there are small things that we could poke holes in. I guess I could have come back and asked about, in the council member training, there are all kinds of unknowns on that. that, you know, just because we're changing the code doesn't mean we have to have every single piece in order. And I think there are a lot of unknowns on that, the training for the newly elected officials.
We'll just stay with this.
Yeah, I'm just saying that if we want to treat things fairly and follow precedent, I mean, we allowed that newly elected officials training to pass with all kinds of details left out.
I understand, but none of that was brought up by anybody.
No, but so. I guess I'm just pointing out that council was okay with that on that ordinance. So I guess it's just curious that council's not okay on this ordinance. So I'm happy to keep talking through these amendments, but instead of vague unknowns, I'd like to know what council's concerns are. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Forbes. I just have a few concerns on this. I'll say my final piece. As I said, I think that the city clerk said herself that could be a substantial change. And I think anybody out there hears that, you know, they should be able to have the opportunity to say, okay, wait a second, let's talk about this. Let's look at that. Some of the things the vice mayor had broken out, there's going to be more significant changes to BMC following this that hasn't even been. And it was just addressed tonight very, very lightly. And then, of course, it's going to take some money, and I know, and she said there's going to have to be a line item, which is looking at a future budget mod. I understand we already have legal fees, but I don't think this is what the legal fees were looking at. This can be put into that, I understand. But this is an ongoing year-to-year thing. You know, so I feel we're rushing it right now without looking at all the other things, as Vice Mayor Williams had said. There's nothing wrong with slowing it down and saying, let's look at the other codes that need to be adjusted before we vote on this. Rather than doing this and then changing the code to match this, there could be, you know, give and take here, compromise there, looking at all the code changes, not just this one, as well as concern of the budget. So that's my concern. I hope I was a little bit more specific to you. So you did have some good concerns, though. Mr. Forbes, thank you. Any further discussion?
Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Albertson.
So I guess, again, I feel like maybe you and I are hearing two different things from the city clerk. What I'm hearing her say is this was not significant changes, which is why she didn't think it would need another public hearing. So that's what I'm predicating my intent to move forward on this on. You know, second, I think that there is a cost to not moving forward on that, on this right now, is that bad for everybody, and it was bad for the public because it was not a transparent process. So the opportunity here to go forward on a process that is transparent so that the public can see what happens and that is fair so everybody understands the rules, instead of staying with a system and dragging our feet and stalling to keep a system that did not serve the public well, was not transparent, very expensive if it got us sued. So, you know, our clerk put a lot of work into this. Our city attorney put a lot of work into this. And what we're hearing from the attorney is that this is a better way to go, that this protects the city better. He's the guy that we cost to doing nothing here. Part of that cost is financial, but part of it is also ethical. We have a process in place where council is charged with policing itself, and where members of the public or members of city employees don't tonight and make a process that's fair and transparent. And I feel like we're getting caught up on very small issues that's stalling that. We have legal fees. You know, any time that we have a code change, there's going to be other changes that go with it. But pushing this back and not doing anything about it is
Thank you, Mr. Albertson. I'd just like to respond to some of the things you said. There's no way I'm stalling this. And for you to say that is not right. You're basically putting words into my mouth. I think there's other things that maybe need to be addressed with this, and they're not minor little things. You know, to substantially change something and then have to change something to adapt to this, when I think we can have give and take and compromises, looking at all the code, all the possible changes with public input. You know, I think it would only be beneficial. And you had said, the attorney said this is the better way to go. There's no way in the world he said that. What he did was he took the document that was presented to him and made it a better document, which you as the submitter of this ordinance wrote up, I imagine, with the city attorney's assistance. And it wasn't the attorney saying this is a better way to go. He was just changing your document to make it a better document.
Well, I think maybe you're making assumptions and putting words in my mouth now. What I heard from our attorney was that the process we had was broken and it was no good. And I said, what is a good process? This is what I got back.
You know, and that's fine. But I didn't hear that. I didn't hear that at all. That's not what he said to me. But what you said tonight was, he said this was a better way to go, and I don't think he said that. So, any further discussion? Mr. Barr.
Thank you, Your Honor. Just one real quick observation from me is that this council had suffered through a very draconian Board of Ethics procedures, and we suffered through it. I suffered because I had to listen to all of it. I suffered because I had to, you know, kind of delve into all the ethics complaints. I'm sure the recipients on the other side suffered through it because the system was broken. This council suffered as a whole because of it. This council, before it disbands, because it's going to disband by the next election or by this upcoming election, has an opportunity to fix it and not leave it broken. The next council, I'm sure, with maybe some changes within the council, this would be a no-brainer. This would be something that's been vetted time and time again by the attorney, by our city clerk, by, you know, whoever looked through it. And I listened to the majority of the comments, and yeah, I do think that some of the things are significant, but I also think that they are so minuscule in my mind that as time progresses, we make a better product as we move along. If this is not going to work within 6 months or a year or 10 years, then we're going to look back at it and we're going to fix it again. So I think it would behoove this council to actually move forward on it and say, we can be proud because we found the broken vessel, and therefore we're going to adopt this ordinance and move forward with it. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Barr. Any further discussion? Mr. Charles?
Yeah, thank you, Mayor Watson. On put my thoughts on these. It's a great idea, but all these amendments come brought forth to us tonight, on tonight's meeting just alone, if we change these amendments tonight and then further down the road, we'll need to change something else, without, I don't know what else we're going to change down the road. We're also going to have to change the other Court of Ethics or the BMC down the road because we're changing these amendments. And that scares me, going forward without no future. It's like going forward to a dead end. That's what I see here tonight. It might be substantial change. It might be a minimal change, but it is a change. And we need to step back and rethink the process of what we're changing and how we're changing it. To be a leader, you need to look all the avenues of approach before going forward. And going forward without the knowledge of what we're changing down the road scares me. And I want the better of this council and the future council to move forward professionally, wisely. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Charles. Any further discussion? Mr. Forbes.
I guess I would again like to ask council. I don't think there are a lot of unknowns in this. There were some good points raised about, what happens between now and the next meeting for a change in BMC to accompany, an additional board with our existing committees and commissions. We had an answer for that. And so this, very vague language of we're approaching, a problem that we don't see down the road. That's first of all legislation works. It's really hard to write an ordinance or write a law and fully understand its effects. But I'm hearing these really really vague concerns that are just that. They're kind of one-off attempts to discredit this code or this rewrite. As I pointed out earlier, all of the all of the precise problems with the or all the precise questions that have been raised have been met with very well thought out answers. And so obviously it's hard to answer vague questions. Vague questions get you vague responses. And so I guess I'm just not seeing. I'm not seeing what these big problems are, because all of the legitimate problems that have been raised, administration has been able to provide a fairly clear answer on. I guess I would just ask my fellow council members to maybe elaborate on these massive problems or this dead end of a code that we're discussing, because I guess I don't see that in this code. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Forbes. Vice Mayor Williams.
Thank you. I guess in the legislative process, as this body is, sometimes things take a little bit longer than other laws that go into effect. When you try to change a big section of the BMC, sometimes it takes a little bit longer for everybody to get their points across. I didn't hear from the maker of the motion what I saw would need to be changed, what I see that would make a better ordinance. There was no contact on this side. It was brought forward. Then the attorney brought forward his ideas. And council members have the right to have their input concerning this ordinance too, what they see. Because if you're looking for a stronger ordinance, everybody should have a chance to bring that forward. I see the body that we're talking about, this committee should be in the Board of Ethics, not taking part
of our committees and commissions framework. It's a whole different body. We're talking about this Board of Ethics has the right to terminate a board member, a council member. If that's not a big responsibility in that section of the ethics code and how that's going to be implemented and what council members see, then really you're just saying that we can get our hands slapped and the people that work for us for ethical violations. But if you're talking that somebody could lose their job or lose their appointment to the body, that's not no easy little thing. That's a huge thing. And if you look at this ordinance in the BMC, this was from 2013. When was this used the first time? 2019. How are you going to keep a committee or commission intact that long? How many complaints have we received, an ethics complaint, as a body? Once? Twice? Three times? For all political reasons? So saying that this is politically minded over a big ordinance, instead of saying, let's work on making the best ordinance possible, is being political within itself. That's political. Did anybody say we should start a committee and change this? Or was one council member that wanted to change it? I had changes. I got told I couldn't do it. But we didn't ask that the whole body come together to get this done. So if you're saying that some people are putting up good ideas for the change, that's awesome. But you're saying that those changes are not needed because the other part of this body who has a right to make amendments, want to make amendments, and might want to put it off so that the best possible ordinance comes forward to the public, that's political.
Your Honor, I'd say point of order. It is becoming political.
So if I look at this, I would look at 2.06.040 and put that committee inside of this code of ethics, outside of boards and commissions.
Point of order, is that a motion? Are you making that amendment?
I would love to make that amendment. So I'll make that amendment that the body of the board be put under 2.06.040. And how it's comprised, how it's appointed, who shall be appointed, how long their terms are, how they are removed, and that aspect of that body.
I've just been advised by the city clerk, since we're talking about two different documents, we should, two different proposals, two different amendments.
Yes.
We should vote on the primary first, and then whether that passes or fails, vote on the secondary amendment.
Point of clarification, we're not amending number 9 then? Of the amendments that were sent to us.
So my understanding was the amendment proposed was to amend the Bethel Municipal Code 2.06.040, which I have identified as screening of the complaint. Are you talking about what's currently listed in our code or the proposed ordinance?
What's currently in our code?
Which is not the proposed amendments 1 through 14.
But that's under number 9 of how the board is developed.
So you want to amend amendment number 9 to read something different than what is presented?
Right.
Okay, that would be Jermaine.
So what was your amendment, Vice Mayor Williams?
Amendment would be the amend number 9
and make that 2.06.140, the development of the commission or committee for the Board of Ethics.
Okay, is there a second? Here, no second.
Can you read that,
please,
again?
Can you go? I'll have Lori read it off.
I actually would prefer it be reread again. I only got a portion of it.
Okay, go ahead, Vice Mayor Williams.
So, under our attorney's suggestions, under Amendment Number 9, it says amend subsection B under 2.06.070, Board of Ethics establish you strike the sentence at a minimum of one member of the board shall be a licensed attorney. And delete that whole section and put that under 2.06.140, Board of Ethics, and how board members shall be comprised of 5 members, alternate appointed by the mayor and confirmed by the council, and remove and have those, how this council or this Board of Ethics is elected and their responsibilities outside the boards and commissions. Because this is not a board of commission, it's a board of ethics, but it's not a committee and commission, sorry. And should have special duties and responsibilities under the board of ethics and not under committees and commissions.
Thank you, Vice Mayor Williams.
To insert 2.06.1 what? I'm so sorry. 140.
Yeah, that's the next one that under the BMC that is open.
Okay.
You got it, Lori?
I have the general idea. But I think that Vice Mayor Williams is saying that we need to comprise what that language will be to provide the council the authority to appoint
Let's go ahead and work on his, see if we can get a second. What was his amendment?
So while we need to plug in some language, his amendment would be to strike under the primary amendment, Amendment 9, which refers to subsection B 2.06070. It would be to strike all of 070 to move all of the subsection numbers up and to create a new subsection, which would be the next available 140. That establishes how the Board of Ethics is going to be created, the application process, the terms of office, and the removal of the membership. So ultimately, if I could summarize what I understand your intent to be, because this committee is so focused on one thing and is very unlike any other committee that we have established, it should fall outside of our 2.52 chapter and have its own general rules and guides. That makes sense.
Is there a second?
Second.
Mr. Charles. Thank you, Mr. Charles. Vice Mayor Williams, would you like to expand on that, or are you good?
I think the city clerk stated what I'm trying to get at because of the real responsibility of the Board of Ethics is outside of the committee and commission's preview out in our process of committees and commissions, that there needs to be special responsibilities that we're looking at, where if it's a long period of time, how many people are going to be there? If an ethical complaint comes up and there's not anybody there, how would that move forward? Those things need to be worked out, in my opinion, to make a better law. Because once we are dealing with that Board of Ethics, and we're dealing with 5 members of the community and one alternative, and if they don't hear any complaints for a long period of time, and it's hard to appoint like we've had in the past with our committees and commission, how is that going to be dealt with? Those type of issues, so we have a good Board of Ethics so that people are concerned and can move forward.
because we don't want to get a point where there's a complaint and nobody to hear that complaint.
Thank you, Vice Mayor Williams. Mr. Charles? Thank you, Mr. Charles. Any further discussion on the secondary amendment? Mr. Forbes?
I guess I don't necessarily disagree with the Vice Mayor's thinking, but I mean we have other boards and commissions that hold immense power that are governed under that 2.52040. The one that comes to my mind most readily is the Planning Commission. The Planning Commission has great power to kind of enforce zoning restrictions through conditional use permits and things like that. That I don't think that this Board of Ethics that's proposed is any different at all. I'd like to think that the membership of any board is impactful, but we have other boards and commissions with the membership with responsibilities that have the ability to make decisions that impact others in this community, and so I don't see how this Board of Ethics is really any different from some of these, I guess, quasi-judicial boards that the city already has. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Forbes. Any further discussion on the secondary amendment?
Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Albertson.
Yes, I am just trying to understand. I mean, all of our committees and commissions are a little bit different, but this is the question. Is the concern having it in the section with committees and commissions the timeline that they wouldn't be meeting regularly? From other committees and commissions. I'm trying to understand, like, what would be the section that the wording that would be added, or what's the intent of putting that in its own section?
It deals with both those issues. If we look at the original Board of Ethics that was comprised in 2013, from the time that it was comprised to the time that it was first year, use was 6 years. And if you have a committee that is not being readily used or feel empowered, you're not going to have members of the community that want to sit on it. And if they have to wait for that period of time, and we don't know how long another complaint would come forth, and we don't have anybody on that ethics committee, then we could get into violating our own BMC to be heard in a just amount of time. So I think it needs to be really pointed out the responsibilities, how people are appointed, how people are removed, who has the right, what people were looking for on that committee and commission to be appointed, so that, and the timelines, because if they're only going to be used when the hearing officer finds that there's a complaint that should be followed through, then you might have a committee and commission that's not heard of in many years, thus losing that authority as a body.
Thank you, Vice Mayor.
Okay, I guess so. I don't have super strong opinions on where those pieces get answered, but I do think that we have the same situation with our commissions, right, where we have required timelines, and if we don't have, if we can't have a quorum, we find ourselves violating them. So that. That it would be hard to fill this because it's not a substantial time commitment. I think that there would be people who would want to do that. So I guess I would just ask the clerk from the perspective of organizing code. I'm not seeing that it really would change any of the processes. It would just have it in a different section.
I actually, there are issues. So our Bethel Municipal Code 2.52 does mandate how often committees and commissions are supposed to meet, vacancy requirements if a member misses 65% of the meetings annually. So when I had thought that this provision would apply to 2.52, it was with the understanding that there would have to be substantial exemptions from that to allow the board the flexibility not to meet every month as required otherwise, or quarterly. What Vice Mayor Williams is attempting to do is to pull those regulations into the new 2.06, which makes sense. But I actually did not recognize those in the other provisions of codes that I've looked through for other municipalities. But I think it would actually be a good idea to formulate some kind of chapter that would separate this board from the regulations in 2.52 as opposed to explicitly exempting them from certain chapters of 2.52, if that makes sense. It would be cleaner.
Okay, so... It would be cleaner to follow the proposed amendment, you're saying?
That is correct.
Okay. All right. I'm fine with that.
I would prefer to have language presented, which I'm trying to off the cuff find something. But I think that to have a very cohesive chapter, it's going to require a little bit more time than I'm provided at the moment. So.
Any further discussion on the secondary amendment? Mr. Barr.
Thank you. Thanks for waking me up.
So you can go.
So I think one of the concerns that I would have is if you are appointed to this ethics board, you wouldn't necessarily serve unless you had an ethics complaint. So why not make it where you are appointed to this ethics board when a complaint is filed? That wouldn't work. Lori, you're shaking your head now.
It's got to be in code.
Well.
So, and I don't know if it can be that way.
Yeah, and to the noticing and collaboration of five people, I have a hard enough time trying to get four people for our regular committees and commissions. If I'm on deadline for a hearing, trying to get a bunch of volunteers to come in to hear what could potentially be a very complicated political issue would be difficult,
I would say. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any further discussion on the secondary amendment? Hearing none, all those in favor of the second amendment signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the second amendment does pass unanimously. Going on to the primary amendment.
Okay.
So we're going to have to postpone.
Okay.
That would be my recommendation.
Okay.
But it makes sense. So I was just discussing with the city clerk that we voted to make a substantial change.
Oh, how convenient.
To Mr. Forbes, please, it's not convenient. This is a very serious issue, and there are very valid points. And for you to downplay that, I don't appreciate it. Okay? There were some very good points up, even, you know, backed up by the city clerk. And it's not about convenience, it's about doing the right thing. So I don't mean to be offensive, Mr. Forbes. I just didn't appreciate that you said that. So I don't think it would be a bad idea to once again postpone this, to look at some of the other changes that could possibly be made, think it out. Like I said, I think we're being rushed on this. We've had this for 2 weeks to a month, and I think it was Wednesday, council members had gotten the proposed attorney's changes. I was out moose hunting, you know, for the last 2 weeks. Didn't give me a whole lot of time to really look into it. As well as, you know, the members of the public. So once again, I think it would be fair to think about postponing this. So going on to the primary amendment, is there any further discussion?
Mr. Mayor?
Mr. Albertson?
I would like to make a motion to postpone.
We have a motion on the floor. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Barr. Would you like to expand on that, Mr. Albertson?
Very disappointing, but I don't think it's going to pass tonight, and so this seems like the best way to keep some semblance of this process.
Thank you, Your Honor. Mr. Mayor, the Honorable Mayor, thank you. You know, I think it would be good faith on this body's part to actually pass a ethics ordinance tonight, because I think this body is probably the one that is most versed upon the negativity and the positive things that maybe we may have learned through our ill process that we went through. And it would also provide maybe a little bit of public faith that we give to our constituents, where this body actually learned a lesson from our previous experience, and we made attempts to fix the problem. And tonight, we tried to do the right thing. You're absolutely right, Mr. Mayor, in the sense that there are significant changes in this, but I really do think that the public was probably looking at this body to, before this body possibly disbands, to really come up with solutions. So thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Barr. Mr. Forbes?
I guess I would like to, since I will not be on this council, you know, moving forward, this will be my last regular meeting. I guess I would implore my fellow council members to actually do their homework on this. In my, you know, 2 years, I've heard this a lot of, we need to look at this. We need to, there are a lot of unanswered questions, and, you know, this has serious implications, and it does. But I guess I've just heard that a lot on a number of issues. I remember when I first got onto council, the sales tax rewrite was just happening, and I had kind of heard similar discussions where we went back and forth about the passage of it. And so I guess I would just encourage my fellow council members to actually do homework, to stand behind what is being said tonight, that you all will do your homework, and that you will put good thought into your amendments and look at making this something that you are comfortable with, instead of just providing a kind of empty commentary on it. I don't disagree that there's more work to do on this. I guess I would just encourage and hope to see that this council actually do that work, do that research, you know, have conversations with the city attorney, not just kind of shuffle through you know the pieces, but rather be responsive to the people of Bethel. I think Councilmember Barr said it very well, that it would have been a good action to the public to show that we were responsive, that you know we created a mess and took steps to improve it, but that being said, I would just encourage you all to stay true to your word and actually do that for the people of Bethel. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Forbes. I just like to say I like this ordinance as a general rule. There's just a lot of significant changes in my mind. I'm in favor of fixing something that's broke. And I think the way that the Code of Ethics now is it written, as Mr. Barr said, it's broke. And this is a change to fix it, but I think we're rushing to it. And I think there are a lot of unanswered questions. And it won't stop here. As I said on council, I'll make sure that this stays on the table, Mr. Forbes. And eventually, if we come up with a decent document that, you know, satisfies council members, it'll be voted on. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the... Oh, Mr. Barr?
No, I was...
All those in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Ordinance 1919 is postponed. There was a lot of good discussion. I appreciate that. Moving on to item...
I would like to clarify for everyone. With that motion being postponed, the amendments, secondary and primary, are also postponed. Everybody understands that? So there will be no changes to this document as we move forward to the next meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, Laurie.